Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. If you shop online, listen up. One of America's biggest retailers won't ship certain items if customers are too far away. The Wall Street Journal reports that Walmart has changed its online sales platform. The system is designed to avoid orders that are more expensive for Walmart to ship. The website will tell customers that items stored in warehouses that are too far away from them are out of stock. Walmart says it's trying to see if it can cut shipping costs by using more ground shipping, which is cheaper than air shipping. The company is also trying to cut down on split shipments when an order placed online arrives in multiple boxes from different warehouses. The test reportedly applies to products Walmart shoppers buy most. That includes household cleaning products, non-perishable groceries, pet food, and cosmetics. The company says if customers search for an item that's out of stock, it will recommend similar products that cost less to ship. Monica Lewinsky walked off stage during a live interview in Jerusalem after she was asked an off-limits question about Bill Clinton.
I'm so sorry. I'm not going to be able to do this.
Lewinsky later tweeted, "I left because it is more important than ever for women to stand up for themselves and not allow others to control their narrative." And Jeffrey Owens starred on The Cosby Show as Elvin Thibodeau for 7 years. But recently he made headlines when a photo of him working as a grocery bagger at Trader Joe's went viral. Owens was on GMA to talk about the job-shaming backlash and outpouring of support he's received.
Some jobs are better than others, because that's actually not true. There is no job that's better than another job. Every job is worthwhile and valuable.
And Florida student Emily Garay was surprised at the Beyonce and Jay-Z concert with a $100,000 scholarship from the couple's Be Good and Sean Carter foundations. She said she hopes to study criminology at Florida International University. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, DJ Khaled has a new business venture.
That's right, Kristen. The music mogul is out with a We the Best Home luxury furniture line. The collection is being sold exclusively at El Dorado Furniture in Miami, his hometown, although it's expected to expand nationally. Former quarterback Colin Kaepernick is one of the faces of a new Nike campaign meant to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the brand's Just Do It motto. The controversial move has been met with protests and has sparked fury on social media. United Airlines is raising baggage fees for many customers flying to North and Central America and the Caribbean.
Okay, do you think other airlines will raise fees as well?
Not officially, but the trend has been for airlines to raise revenue from extra charges on things like baggage, ticket changes, nicer seats, and early boarding.
Good to know. Thanks, Nicole. All right, buying a home is one of the biggest purchases most people will ever make. But a new survey reveals nearly 4 in 10 have what they call neighborhood regret. According to Wakefield Research, 36% of Americans who had recently relocated now wish they'd picked a different neighborhood. And it was city slickers who felt the sting the most, with 46% saying they had neighborhood regret. Here's what people say influenced their choice in a neighborhood: the overall vibe, commute time, and crime rates. And issues that led to residents being unhappy in a neighborhood included lack of social activity, street noise, frequent traffic, and lack of public transportation. Almost 8 out of 10 people said they feel there was no reliable source for accurate and complete neighborhood information. And it seems most people don't do their due diligence in properly researching the neighborhood before buying. So a few tips: check police reports in the area and be sure to visit the neighborhood at nighttime so you get an idea of noise levels and activity. Welcome back to Top 30. After a long day of work or school, it can be hard to find that energy you need to maintain a healthy lifestyle. So with more, we're joined by health and wellness expert Christine Lucida, author of The Right Fit Formula. Christine, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You say paying attention to our energy is important. Why is that?
Yes, because our most valuable asset is our attention. And where our attention goes, so does our energy. And when we're trying to direct our lifestyle and dietary changes, we need energy. And I like to think of energy as money. And if we don't keep track of it, it's so easy to run out.
I like that. You're so right. How do we keep our energy up without using something for a crutch?
Sure. So the first thing to do is really focus on being off. That means if you are off the clock at work, don't feel obligated to respond to texts and check your emails. And then also limit your social media time, because less screen time equals more energy.
Okay, makes sense. What else do you recommend?
Reframe your words. When we use words like must or should or used to, they really carry these unrealistic demands. So try swapping out some of those words for words that really support a healthy mindset. And then the last one is add in feel-good activities into your routine.
Nice.
That means going for a hike or your favorite yoga class or having a dance-off in the mirror. Whatever it is for you, just do it. There's no right or wrong.
So great. My feel-good activity is drinking coffee. Is that okay?
No.
Okay.
How about music?
Music.
There you go.
While drinking coffee. I got it. Christine, thank you so much. All right, moving right along. One email company reportedly goes through inboxes looking for data to sell. The Wall Street Journal reports that Yahoo pitches a service to advertisers to let them know what products a person might be interested in based on their email. That data reportedly comes from over 200 million Yahoo inboxes. Information also comes from AOL Mail. Both email clients are owned by Oath, which is part of Verizon. The service allegedly looks at products or services people have bought based on their receipts. Yahoo also assigns users a label based on their mail. Someone who gets receipts for an auto loan, for example, might see ads for car insurance. Getting a flight confirmation might label someone as a frequent traveler who could be targeted to see ads for a hotel. Yahoo says the practice helps them keep email free for its users. Settings to opt out are under a privacy menu. Yahoo says it doesn't give advertisers information that could be used to identify someone, but that hasn't stopped privacy advocates from raising concerns. All right, listen to this one. Amid calls for inclusion in the world of film critics, Rotten Tomatoes has taken a fresh step forward. The website unveiled broader critic guidelines and in the process added some 200 diverse voices to its ranks. This, as reports show, 82% of reviews for last year's top films were written by white critics, 78% by men, raising concerns that the lack of critical diversity may affect the response to more diverse stories. The site will focus more on individual critics' merits rather than the publications they hail from. They're also embracing non-print platforms, accepting reviews via podcasts or streaming video. According to one executive, and it's not just access to the tomato meter, Rotten Tomatoes has also established a $100,000 grant program to help send underrepresented critics to festivals like TIFF and Sundance. The site says more changes are still to come. We have Cars.com editor-in-chief Jenny Newman joining us today from Chicago. We're talking about car seat safety. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Kristen. So I want to open with some common mistakes that people make with car seats. Many parents are using the wrong car seat. It's important to use a car seat that fits not only your child's height and weight, but their age too. And for some children, the car seat is facing the wrong direction. Parents should keep kids rear-facing until they outgrow the height or weight limits for the car seat's position.
Okay, those are good to know. And I have two kids. I know installing car seats can be tricky sometimes. Do you have any tips for us?
I know it can seem a little complicated or daunting, but here are three tips that will really help you when installing a car seat. First, install the car seat using the latch system or a seatbelt, but don't use them together. Second, ensure that the car seat is not too loose once installed. Tug the car seat at the belt path and make sure it doesn't move more than an inch side to side. If it does, tighten the installation. And last, don't forget to ask for help. September 29th is National Seat Check Saturday. Across the country, certified technicians will help families ensure their car seats have been installed correctly.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us, Jenny. Well, they say ageism is the last acceptable form of discrimination and quite possibly the hardest to prove. 18,376 cases were filed with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in 2017, and only 2.2% were found to have reasonable cause. Keone May was a probation officer in New York for 20-plus years, but tells USA Today that as soon as he neared the age of 60, a deputy commissioner told him, "You know that we could hire three younger officers for what we pay you?" Paul Rupert of the company Respectful Exits says even when companies get rid of their formal retirement age, you are informed with relentless repetition starting at age 62 that you have reached your sell-by date and it's time for you to look elsewhere. As many as half of all households with Americans 55 and older have no retirement savings at all. Hopefully talking about ageism can be the first step in doing something about it. On a lighter note, brushing your teeth every day, hopefully, goes without saying, but not nearly enough Americans are flossing. And if you are flossing, are you doing it right? A new report published by the American Academy of Periodontology revealed it's more beneficial to floss and then brush rather than brush followed by flossing. When participants flossed first, the amount of plaque between the teeth and inside the mouth was significantly reduced. And it makes sense. When you floss first, the bacteria and other debris is forced out, and when followed by brushing your teeth, the water helps rinse out all the stray particles. This method also resulted in much higher levels of fluoride concentrations in the dental plaque, which helps prevent tooth decay. So floss and then brush, floss and then brush. Got it. In today's hometown stories from Fox 46 Charlotte, with school starting up, high school coaches all around the country are starting to bring their sports teams together to instill a sense of leadership and teamwork needed in sports and in life. And West Charlotte High School is doing that in a unique way. They took a trip to Carowinds Amusement Park in Charlotte to push the players to face their fears and overcome any challenge that comes their way, even if it's a terrifying roller coaster. In our next story from Fox 9 Minneapolis, Gina and Matthew Erickson spent the 9 months of Gina's pregnancy rigorously planning every step of the delivery of their baby. But their new son, Finley, had other plans, and a few days ahead of schedule, he decided to make his grand entrance, and fast. That's when local firefighters Mike Zizorski and Brian Weinholtz came to save the day, armed with a home delivery kit that neither of them had ever used before. But even though it was the first delivery for the both of them, they delivered the healthy baby boy, and now the firefighters have been honored with their department's highly coveted stork pin and are receiving plenty of thanks from the first-time parents. And in our final story from Fox 29 Philadelphia, when Michelle Brown was diagnosed with MS, she lost hope, knowing that access to the newest state-of-the-art equipment that could potentially get her back on her feet was just too expensive. Well, that was until she found the Bacharach Rehab Facility in Galloway, New Jersey. By using millions of dollars worth of the most advanced equipment, the facility that's funded by donations offers people with disabilities the resources they need at minimal cost. College is back in session all over the country, but some students are returning to campus with more than just their school supplies. Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philadelphia joins us to talk about Philly's crackdown on fake IDs. Hey, Mike.
Oh, these young people these days are so resourceful. Get this, Kristen. Out at Philadelphia International Airport over the last 3 months, well, during the summer, they've confiscated over 500 fake IDs coming in from out of the United States. And they're really good, high-quality IDs.
There's going to be a ringleader in that group. Someone's going to say, hey, look, I found a website. We can get fake IDs for school next year. If you guys want to, let's pull our money together and we'll buy a shipment.
Again, they're fake IDs for about 20 different states. High quality, like I said. They even can trick the barcode that you see on some of these IDs.
So, Mike, how much are kids paying for these?
Well, for the lesser quality ones, they're about $60. If you're going to go high end for your fakie, it's going to cost you about $300. Now, of course, Kristen, you never had a fake ID.
You know, I actually never did. Thanks, Mike. All right, we can all relate to this one. If your car battery dies, you don't want to have to depend on someone else having jumper cables, which is why we have today's Top 30 Steal, a Centaur Jumper Pack Mini Lithium Ion Jump Starter at a special 51% discount. This must-have kit is small enough to fit in your glove box, and it can jumpstart 4, 6, and 8-cylinder engines. The lithium ion battery has 250 cranking amps of starting power. And the Safe Jump battery clamps prevent reverse charge and overcurrent for safe jump starting every time. There's a built-in LED light that functions as a continuous torch or as an emergency strobe light. And there's even a USB port for charging phones on the go. The Centaur Jumper Pack Mini Lithium Ion Jump Starter retails for $100. But today you can buy it for just $49. That's a 51% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. Check out this story. 18-year-old Louis Makepeace dreams of being a professional chef. So the British native applied to the Heart of Worcestershire College's catering and hospitality program. Louis said he was originally granted a spot, but then the college decided to review his application because he was deemed a safety risk. Why? Because Louis has a condition called achondroplasia. It's a common form of dwarfism, and he stands at 3 feet 10 inches. The college says the review is to ensure the proper safety accommodations can be made for Louis and that he could still be granted admission to the program. Nonetheless, some famous chefs heard about his story and wanted to help him out. Gordon Ramsay tweeted a picture of an article about Louis and said, "Disgusting attitude. I'd offer him an apprenticeship any day." And David Moore, who owns a Michelin-starred restaurant in London, invited Louis over for a 5-course meal. Moore also said he'd be happy to offer him a job. Louis said he was overwhelmed by the outpouring of support and plans to continue pursuing his passion for cooking. Okay, summer has come to an end, and parents are commemorating the new school year with back-to-school photos. Whether it's holding a chalkboard or waving from the bus, the pics are flooding social media, and it has some privacy experts worried. Not only are parents creating a digital footprint for their kids, one consultant says they also run the risk of giving out too much information and that information ending up in the wrong hands. So if you do post, take caution. Don't geotag your home or school. Also, avoid subtle location clues, such as small logos on a school uniform. Limit your audience. Rather than posting a photo of your child for the whole world to see, keep it within a smaller, trusted group of friends. And while you shouldn't share pictures of other people's kids, turn off facial recognition just in case other parents post to yours. With these tips in mind, all parents need to worry about now is everything else. Florida just got a little bit sweeter. That's because the town of Mayo has changed its name to Miracle Whip. At a town picnic featuring foods made with the spread, Mayor Ann Murphy announced, "We aren't going to be boring Mayo anymore." The water tower and fire department were rebranded, street signs changed, but it's all temporary. The name change is a tongue-in-cheek campaign for Kraft Heinz, which contributed $25,000 to Mayo's beautification efforts. While Mayo benefits from the gag, some say since the city council met in secret to surprise residents, they may have broken Florida's open meeting laws. Still, Mayo is not the first town to rebrand. Topeka, Kansas briefly became Google, Kansas. Clark, Texas switched to Dish. And Hot Springs, New Mexico famously became Truth or Consequences to lure a game show to town. Now who's going to rename their town Top 30? Okay, September is here. Fall is right around the corner, which is a relief for most of North America who experienced an exceptionally hot summer. But Canadians were just lulled into a false sense of warmth because, according to the Farmer's Almanac, Canada is in for a colder than normal winter. In fact, the term teeth chattering was used. The forecast predicts Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and northwestern Ontario will be hit the hardest, with temperatures well below the seasonal average. February is predicted to be the coldest month, and it could get down to almost 50 degrees below Fahrenheit. And if the cold wasn't enough, they say Quebec will be unusually snowy this winter. Okay, moving right along. Hoping to curb ocean pollution, many environmentalists have taken aim at plastic bags and straws. Now some have set their sights on a new target, cigarette butts. Those filters made from synthetic fibers that take decades to break down are the number one man-made ocean pollutant. They've also been the most collected type of beach litter for 32 years. Now campaigns like the Cigarette Butt Pollution Project and the Truth Initiative are looking to outright ban the filters. One expert questions their need altogether, saying it's pretty clear there is no health benefit from filters. They are just a marketing tool. For their part, tobacco companies have tested more biodegradable options from paper and cotton filters to edible ones. 5.6 trillion filtered cigarettes are made each year, but their disposal is mostly unregulated by law. Activists hope by linking health and environmental concerns, they can finally extinguish the problem. You've probably heard of Fortnite. It's the free online game that's gone from an estimated 30 million players to 125 million players in just 6 months. The game pits 100 people against each other in a battle of survival in a virtual world. Will Luton, who's a game designer, says the game keeps so many people coming back because it mixes the fundamentals of game design with human psychology. For example, random items and weapons that can be found plays on the human enjoyment of getting an occasional reward. And players get an upgraded weapon or item every match. A bad player can get a good weapon. That evens the playing field, which makes the game more attractive. The game also offers skins. These are items that customize players' avatars or weapons. Fulton says he thinks Fortnite will eventually fade like all the fads before it, but adds the game is doing an amazing job of utilizing human nature to keep players coming back for more. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for joining us. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. A growing number of home buyers are willing to walk away from houses that aren't right for their four-legged friends. Plus, these colorful creations designed for share are going up for auction. And after an 8-year-old football fan was bullied, he got the surprise of a lifetime. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.